servant went with Jesus up to the mountain of transfiguration. And the Bible said that Jesus began to transform into the spirit. Because Moses and Elijah were spirit of God. So in order for him to talk to them, he had to get where they were on his left, and he dropped down to the spirit. And I heard Peter say, Lord, it's good to be here. But let's just make three tabernacles. One for you, one for Jesus, and there was a cloud. And between that cloud, there was a voice, a loud voice said, this is my beloved son.
Who I'm well pleased.
Hear ye him.
Oh, no, you don't know. That's
good.
And Jesus told us, say, whatever you saw,
Jesus.
God do something for us, we gonna tell everybody.
We're gonna go tell somebody
about the goodness of the Lord. And what he done for you. I tell you what he done, he woke us up again. And I said once he woke us up this morning. Had a little cornflakes and milk in our ice boxes. Thank God for that. Had a piece of butter for this thing.
Encourage and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday joy night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Tonight's broadcast, I will hear an uplifting message from Evangelist Julia Dudley, a former member and one of our women's conference speakers from Adana, Georgia. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337 239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
What are you doing with the life that God has given you?
Right.
And now that you're over on his side, what are you doing now that you are professing salvation? You've been saved from something. We're connected to the Creator. He's created us fearfully and wonderfully. He does awesome things. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? The question I want to ask is, now that you think you're thinking about it, okay, well, I'm doing this. Everybody can say they're doing something. I'm not here to say you're not doing anything. But what the Lord sent me here to encourage you with is, what is your true capacity? What is your real capacity? What is capacity? Capacity is the amount that something can contain. Glory to God. You mean to tell me you got 40,000 miles of blood vessels and all that running through there, but what have you put in it? Glory to God. What is it doing for us? What is it? What is it doing for you? It's the amount that something can produce. That there are many times that opportunities present themselves to us and we can't take advantage of the opportunity sometimes because it's the wrong timing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We don't have enough money to go with the opportunity. We don't have enough knowledge. Come on. Or sometimes you're just insecure.
Right.
Come on. So what is your, we're not able to take advantage of the opportunities that present itself to us because our capacity to hold it is too small. I know I hollered a little bit this morning. We might get there. But your capacity to hold it, it ain't deep enough. Glory to God. Just stick with me, y'all. Stick with me. Your capacity to maintain it, Sister McNutt, is too low. It's too low. So when the Lord said, okay, I want you to preach about capacity, I said, okay, you know, all right. So what you want to talk about? He gave me, we're going to have a quick math class. He gave me the formula. The formula that we learned in school, length times width is the area of something. I meant to have a piece of paper. The length times width is an area. This is good right here. Thank you, Jesus. Length times width is the area. When we talk about area, if I lay this right here, this will only cover the width of this paper. Y'all following me? Doesn't matter where I lay the tissue is only gonna cover this as wide as it is. I can try and pour something in the tissue, but it's gonna roll off. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me.
Right.
I can try, if I pour water on the tissue right now, if I pour water on the paper, it's gonna roll off. It's only gonna be able to cover a certain area because of how wide it is. And the Lord began to tell me that's where half of us are. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. We've been in this thing called church all our lives, and all we do, we got area. We've got, y'all looking, don't get mad now. And God can't just use you with everything. sit on the front row, I spin around two times, and I feel like I done had church. But when I leave out, my house, my life, everything about me is the same. It's on the same level because we just got Ariel, Christine. That's all I got.
All right.
That's all I got.
Good.
I just have Ariel.
All right.
But it's time to come out of Ariel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk in here. Doesn't matter how old you are. Who, Jesus? Doesn't matter. It's not about the age.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's time to come out of area.
Yeah.
So, length times width is the flat piece of paper. But if we add, if we add a little height to it, then you know it's a little thicker. Y'all see that? If it was just area, it would be this bottom, whole little bottom part right here. But when I add a little height, it get a little thick, don't it? And that's what some of us are too. It's a little, we a little thick, it's a little thickness on us, you know, I can hold so, I can do all that, but my so, it ain't changing my life. My life is still the same. Y'all understand that? Because to everybody else, I look thick, but when God looks at me, I'm just as thick. We make up most of the church. Y'all know it. Come on now. Come on now. And we got to take these churches to another level. And if we're going to go to another level, y'all, we got to quit being area women. We got to quit being just volume. That was that the height and the width. The length, width, and height, that is the volume. That's we got to quit being that. It's time to be what God told me to be. Check my time. I'm only about 20 more minutes, please. It's time to be what God has called us to be. And in order to be what God has called us to be, somebody shout deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing. In order to be what God is calling us to be, we got to go deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Deeper in what, sis? I gotta go deeper in his word. I gotta go deeper with my love for him. I gotta go deeper with the time that I spend with him. I look at James. That's James, the first chapter, verse 2-4. I looked at it in the Message Bible. Let's look at this. How do I go deeper? You can't go deeper skipping through the tulips every day. How do y'all? The Bible says the way into the kingdom is through trials. I thought I had some of y'all quote that with me. It's through trials and tribulation, sis. That's how we're gonna get in there. If you gonna make it to heaven, you gonna have an issue. Y'all ain't saying that. It's gonna be a problem. Y'all ain't saying that. You're gonna have to struggle. Y'all ain't saying that. Everything ain't gonna go the way that you want it to go. You're gonna have to suffer. James, first chapter, 2-4, Message Bible. It says, consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come to you from all sides. Count it all joy, is what the King James says. When you begin to go through diverse temptations, it says, you know, back to the Message Bible, it says, you know, listen up. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. You ain't saying nothing to me. It says you know that your faith into the open.
Yes.
That means I'm under so much pressure, Mama Mosley. I'm under so much pressure, and I'm trying to hang on.
Yes.
That my faith gets forced. It gets pushed. I got yes. so much pressure on me.
Yes.
So I'm so weighted down with trials and tribulations, but at the same time, sis, I'm showing what I'm really made of. My faith is forced into the open, and every time if pressure comes your way and you quit, where is your faith?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
That's the word.
Say it.
Yeah. Faith is what we hope for. What the Bible says.
That's what it says.
It's the proof. Ain't that something? Mm-hmm. My faith is my proof of what I can't see. That means I don't care whether you see it or not.
That's right.
That means I don't care if it, how, what these young people talking about. Manifest ain't nothing but a bunch of demonology. Y'all ain't saying
that. That's right.
I don't care nothing about that. It's what I believe.
Yeah.
It's forced into the open. I'm showed what I'm made of. Am I just an area saint? Have I just been here for 65 years
yes.
with no faith? Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Yes.
Do I look the part? Y'all? Do I look the part? Stepping all over my skirt and got on these medicine stockings trying to look like I'm all deep and holy, but I ain't got nothing. And as soon as something hits my life, I'm ready to quit. Stepping on my skirt with the medicine stockings, and I still have no substance.
No substance.
The scripture, I'm back to the Message Bible. It says next, okay, you know that under pressure your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colors. It's going to show what you really are. And it says, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely.
Stay there.
Yes. The old saints used to say, stay there. Get on your knees and stay there. I'm going to kill the spirit of the Lord. Comes. Tarry a little while. Y'all ain't saying that. We don't want to tarry no more. We want to come and get 30 minutes and get on out. And ain't nobody been delivered. Nobody's been set free. We ain't got no new revelation. But tarry there. Wait. Don't try to come out of it prematurely. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I know it's been 6 years. I know it's been 10 years. I know it's been 15 years. And you're still in it. But I came to encourage you. Stay there. It's working for you. Ooh, Lord. Yes, sir. I'm thinking about the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18, and it talks about, so what we, well, I thought you had, I'm going to let you say it, but it talks about our light and momentary affliction is working in us a far greater glory. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but we fix our eyes on what is not seen.
That's right.
It's easy to quit.
Yes, it is.
I can't encourage this. It's easy to quit.
Yes, it is.
I know your children been cutting up for 10 years. Y'all understand that. They ain't act right in 15 years. But the hand of the Lord is still on their lives. And if you stay there, you'll see them saved before you shut your eyes. Is, I take that back, but it's about you. We trying to develop strong women. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's time for strong women to be developed and to grow in the maturity
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes,
yes sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So it says, don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work. Yes. So you become mature.
Yes.
You become mature and well developed.
Right.
Not deficient in any way. Well developed.
Yes.
A well developed saint is a saint that has depth.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Yes. Depth. Not area, not just flat. You know, we don't want no flat saint. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Uh-huh.
We don't want just no thick saint.
Yeah.
I want somebody that has some depth.
Yeah.
So that way, when I'm in trouble, Mama Mosby, I know who to call.
Yeah.
If you call one of these area saints, y'all ain't saying nothing. When my mama's on her deathbed, God forbid, and I call an area saint, step out. Doesn't matter if it's been done before you, It don't matter if nobody's there to help you. If God is telling you to do it, you got to come on and step out. Because the Bible says, the scripture says, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father.
It said.
What does that mean? My meat is to do the will of my Father. Well, what does that mean? Well, the way the Lord gave it to me, when you eat a piece of steak, Mama Judy, that thing sits there. And you're satisfied. You're satisfied for a long time. Now you eat a salad. Eat a salad if you want to. In the next 45 minutes to an hour, you're hungry again. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And what I want to encourage you, until you move in purpose, you'll always be dissatisfied. Because satisfaction comes with doing his will. Fulfilling purpose is what satisfies me. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to be paid for it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to have a big crowd. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fulfilling purpose, I don't have to be in the limelight. All I got to be doing is what God called me to do. And when I'm fulfilling purpose, it doesn't matter how Aunt Linda does it. I know what my purpose is. And I can do it the only way I can do it. Now, if you want something else, then you call that person. But as long as you call me, that's what you got. Because that's all I can do, sis.
That's good.
I'm only good at being me.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many years I struggled with being me. Yes. Trying to be what people, y'all ain't saying nothing. Right. Trying to be what people wanted me to be. I began to think about that thing. I said, you know what? I've been having problems with this thing all my life. Even as a little girl, my mother had to intercede with me as a little girl with a grown woman because she didn't like the fact that I could sing. And so I've always had the issue with somebody not liking me for who or what I was or whatever this and that. And I kept trying to tweak myself. Do you know how crazy you would be trying to tweak yourself, trying to fit in to everybody you meet? How you better learn how to be who you are. Holler back. I'll see you. Because I can't let nothing stop me from fulfilling purpose.
That's right.
That's the most important thing. This right here ain't purpose. And don't get me wrong, I love to pick them up and put them down. But when I need something, this isn't the only thing that gets it. I got to get deeper.
That's right.
Yes.
That's all I came to do. Got to go deeper. Huh? Glory to God. We got to get deeper. The music don't make me deeper. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. The crowd don't make me deeper. Hallelujah. The way I look don't make me deeper. My trials and tribulations are working for me. And can I tell you, we done had some.
Yes.
Y'all ain't talking to me.
Yes.
I told you this morning, we look better than what we really been through.
Yeah.